Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hi, my name is Lori Brown. I'm Director of Public Services for Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. I have the honor of sitting with Miss Wilma Chestnut. She is an amazing, wonderful lady. Years ago, we recorded a book that she had written about the story of her life. But today, we want to catch up on what she's doing now. Hello, Wilma, and thank you for sitting with me.
Hey, how are you?
What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I have so many fires going on right now. First of all, after the book was written and everybody started to read it in the book clubs, they told me that the book was really good and touching, but it told a lot about the trial and just a little bit about me. And they wanted to hear more about me than the trial. So a friend convinced me that I should write a part two.
Wow.
Yes. And the title is 3 scores plus 10 minus 18. And that title comes from 3 scores plus 10 is 70. I just turned 70 last year in October. Minus 18 because I was 18 when I got blind. So we'll take away that first 18 years. And we're starting with September 23rd. And maybe a little bit before then.
Yeah.
But that's what the book is about. So I'm doing that. And also, I did a cookbook. My first cookbook that I did when I was going to Goodwill Industries was a class project. And we just did it as something to do. Just fun. And a friend of mine told me to name it Messing Around in the Kitchen. So I did. And I decided last year that I was going to write another book called Messing Around in the Kitchen. And in parentheses, it's always better the second time around.
Oh.
Yes. So it has a lot more recipes. And it will be out in September. Along with that, in September, I will be doing a YouTube channel from Missouri School for the Blind using their kitchen. And it is not just for the blind and visually impaired, it's for the sighted also. But I'll be using their kitchen and I'll be talking about the importance of blind people having the organization in their kitchen, how to label some of your seasonings, some of your cabinets, and where you put certain things. And I'm going to be advertising little gadgets that I found out at this conference here today. And I'll be telling you where you can get those from. And I've been looking at a lot of these cooking shows, and they don't give you the recipe. So when they're through making these dishes, you have to hunt for the recipe. I'm going to be giving out the recipe and measurements and things as I go. And so I've been doing that. But number three is I am over sports and recreation for Missouri Council of the Blind. So I put together a lot of activities for us to stay active. We've done the lightweight stuff for those that are weak at heart. LOL. We've done bingo and little things like that, little checkers, dominoes. But for those that are a little braver, we've been camping. We do the rustic camping. And we tried zip lining, fishing, tobogganing, canoeing. We even had some guy come out and teach us about the drumming. And, oh my God, the zip lining was something else. That's something I had never done. We did a little horseback riding. We're going back this year, and they've added an obstacle course that they said we could do. But I asked her, has she ever heard of Mud Mania? Which is when I worked for County Parks and Recreation, the firemen would go out to Jefferson Barracks Park and wet this really large fill up full of mud, get it real nice and muddy, and we'd have the obstacle course there. So the people at the camp said they would make us a Mud Mania Day. So we're going to be doing that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let me see what else we're doing. We are going to have a float trip Father's Day weekend. It's about 14 of us. We're going floating and we're going to camp out all weekend. And the weekend after that, the 22nd of June, we're going to have a celebration of grandfathers, fathers, sons, and they're going to play baseball. What I did not tell the sighted people is the first few innings will be played as beep baseball. So they're going to have to put on sleep shades and play it like the blind people play it. And that's going to be fun. That's something we're going to videotape because that's going to be funny as all get out.
It will be.
Yeah, so stuff like that. I've been doing stuff like that, just having fun.
Well, you are one of the funnest, unique people I have ever met.
Well,
so
you.
Charismatic. I will say that I had the opportunity to celebrate White Cane Day in Jefferson City with Wilma.
Yes.
And I was blindfolded, and I walked around the park with a cane. And this is the only woman in the world that I would have ever trusted to guide me through that.
And you did a great job.
It was wonderful. It felt so empowering. So I thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming.
Now, if someone wanted more information that lives around St. Louis about those events, mm-hmm. that through the parks that you were talking about, do you know the contact information?
The contact information is my email address, Wilma, W-I-L-M-A, C as in Charlie, House, H-O-U-S-E, at gmail.com. And I don't mind giving out my phone number, 314-873-9022. And if all else fails, call Missouri Council of the Blind at 314-832-7172.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. I know that your last name, you added House.
Yes.
Did you want me to reintroduce you as Wilma Chestnut House?
No, ma'am.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else?
No. This conference has been great. I've had a great time. I like mixing and mingling with people. And I've ran into some of my classmates. Debbie Wonder. We were in the same dorm in 1971.
Wow.
I saw her today. And different people that I've seen like years ago, I met a lady that did some special color coordinated things for her son. And I met her about 9 years ago. And I've been wondering about her because I bought pot holders from her. Really good. That thing you put your hands in. And my daughter made me throw mine away about 2 months ago. She told me, Mom, it's time to give it up. So I saw her today and I was able to buy me another pair. So those little things like that. I'm just enjoying myself. And I try to have fun most of the time. It's sometimes we all get a little down, but I don't think I get depressed. But, you know, every now and then you have a, you know, me time and you think about things. Not so much as what could change or what could have happened, but what do you want to do? You know, and I'm getting older, but I still like to move around. I like to go places. I like to travel. So I just think about what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to, in October, I'm going to the Gullah Gullah Islands outside South Carolina.
Wow.
I'm going to check it out. Yes. My dream is to go to Africa, though. I want to go to Zimbabwe, check out the Victoria Falls. That's my other part, too.
Well, now let me ask you, are you still kickboxing?
That session is up, but I told her I'll be back in October when all of my summer stuff slows down.
Okay.
When all my summer stuff slows down. That was, oh my God, that was, I saw it on Facebook, and they were putting out a challenge to everyone. And so I responded to that and said, I have a challenge for you guys. Have you ever worked with visually impaired ladies? And she said, no. And I said, well, let's try it. Give me a chance to try it. And I know I can do it. So I started in October last year. And in December, I asked her, would she be willing to train some other visually impaired ladies? And she said, yeah. So we all worked together from December to the end of April. And we had a fantastic time. And we all kind of got in shape, and everybody, she told us about the improvements and everything. And she was good. She worked us. Oh my gosh, she worked us. Yeah, she worked us. We did it. We really did it.
Great.
Yeah, Mind's Eye came out, and naturally she didn't do video, but she did audio, and she worked out with us. Yeah, so that worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, Wilma, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
Yes. I just want to say I love Werfner Library. I do. I listen to books all day, every day, and I put it on my Alexa that I got from you guys, especially when I'm in the kitchen washing dishes. I set it up in the window. I have it loud. I know my neighbors hear it. You know, I have it up loud because they got water running. So I put it in the bathroom with me when I'm taking a bath. You know what I mean? But I'm always listening to books. I got one going now that I had to cut off for a minute.
Yes.
But I'm just fantastic books. I mean, any religion you're involved in, you can get that book. You know, from the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Holy Quran, anyone you want, you can get it. Cowboy books. I love cowboy books. And oh my God, I have so many new books. I was telling my friends about the books. She said, well, Wilma, I listen to audio pretty much. She cited. I said, girl, you got to get this book. And you got, she said, well, I don't like a lot of killing and stuff. I said, get the book, read the book. She called me. She said, oh my God, that book was so good. You know, so yes, I love the books. I love Werfner, and I really, really appreciate what they do for all of us. It's just great. The production group and everything, oh my God, they are so good. They are so wonderful. And I got a chance to meet all of them last year, or maybe early this year, at Appreciation Day. They are so great. That's a great place. And I've been hanging in there since 1972 or three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we will be anxiously awaiting your new books so we can get them out there for our patrons.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Wilma.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Wilma, for sitting down with Lori for this interview. For our patrons who wish to learn more about Wilma, you can check out The Wilma Chestnut Story, DBC 19497, and we look forward to recording her new books in the future. Thank you for listening to the Werfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at werfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Werfner.